Let's take a trip now beyond the headlines with Peter Dykstra. Peter's an editor with dailyclimate.org and environmental health news, that's EHN.org, and he's on the line from Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Peter, what's up?
Hi, Steve. Let's talk about two animals with cute, cuddly reputations in pop culture, owls and pandas, that you probably wouldn't want to get too close to in real life. And unlike a TV ad or a Pixar movie, real life isn't always that adorable.
You're telling me there's not a happy ending?
For now, no. But let's start with the owls. Recent research shows marijuana can be deadly for some spotted owls.
Northern spotted owl is once threatened by chainsaws, are now threatened by a simple buzz?
In a way, yeah. Even as recreational marijuana use becomes legal in states like California, much marijuana farming remains unregulated and in many ways an environmental mess. One of those ways is that rats and mice love hanging out at pot farms, so pot farmers often use rodenticides. Spotted owls and barred owls love mice and rats, and recent research shows they're becoming unintended victims of the pot farmers' poisons.
But even without the poisons, the northern spotted owl is still under threat, right?
That's correct, Steve. They're not out of the woods.
Ooh, I think we should just fly right past such an awful pun and move on to the pandas.
Sure, and sorry about the bad pun. In late 2016, the International Union for the Conservation of Nature delivered some good news on giant pandas, upgrading them from endangered to the slightly less dire, vulnerable. But new research says not so fast. Not only is dwindling, fragmented habitat still an issue, but China's rapid industrialization leaves its pandas open to toxic chemicals in the air and in food sources. And this will make the pandas' road to recovery even tougher.
So pandas are suffering the same kind of pollution problems as many Chinese people, huh? Perhaps polluted pandas will be the same kind of iconic symbol for China that the flaming Cuyahoga River once was for water pollution in this country.
Well, I guess anything's possible. And for this week's history lesson, let's take a look back at an American environmental giant of the 20th century. William O. Douglas was pretty clearly the only tree hugger to sit on the United States Supreme Court. He died 38 years ago this week. While on the bench in 1972, he argued that nature should have the same legal rights as humans.
Now, that's an idea that's gaining increasing traction nowadays, but, I don't think it was enshrined into law when Justice Douglas was on the high court.
Nope, but get this. Also along the bench in 1967, Justice Douglas led a protest hike along one of the prettiest stretches of the Delaware River on the Jersey side to oppose the Tox Island Dam.
And the marching jurist got the dam project stopped?
Well, the judge's activism certainly didn't hurt. But the prospect of the Tox Island Dam inspired a major citizens' movement, and today the area is a free-flowing river and part of the Delaware Water Gap National Recreation Area.
Yeah, and I understand that nearly 4 million visitors go there every year since it's less than 2 hours from New York City. Peter Dykstra is an editor with Environmental Health News, that's EHN.org, and DailyClimate.org. Thanks, Peter. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Okay, Steve, thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.
And there's more on these stories at our website, loe.org.